the Public News Service Daily Newscast for May 10th, 2023. I'm Joe Ullery. A Manhattan federal jury found that Donald Trump sexually abused E. Jean Carroll in a luxury department store dressing room in the spring of 1996 and awarded her $5 million for battery and defamation. CNN reports Carroll alleged Trump raped her in the Bergdorf Goodman and then defamed her while denying the claim, saying she wasn't his type and suggested she made up the story to boost sales of her book. Trump denied all wrongdoing. The jury did not find Trump guilty of raping Carroll. Trump calls the jury's verdict a total disgrace. Indigenous groups in Michigan are educating Native communities about how they can make their voices heard to make greater impact in their lives.
The Rock the Native Vote campaign is helping to improve access to the ballot while building awareness about how voting can make changes in Native communities. Meredith Kennedy of Miigwech, Inc. explains that the full right to vote for Indigenous people didn't occur until just 40 years ago in 1982. And she shares that her people still face many other challenges.
Our voting place is right next to US 31, a super busy highway. I'm just letting you know it's not safe. Our communities don't have running water. Where I have elders who are houseless and homeless on their own land. Till we as Indigenous people start using our vote as part of our voice, we're not going to see change.
One federally recognized tribe, Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa, has 3,800 people of voting age. About 2,600 live in Michigan, including about 800 who are not registered to vote. That means there's the potential for roughly one-third of the tribe's citizens to vote in Michigan. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Now to Allen, Texas, where officials say all the weapons brought to a random attack at an outlet mall that killed eight were legally obtained. Investigators say the gunman brought eight weapons. He left five in his vehicle and carried three with him. Colorado's rural communities are making important inroads in preventing suicide.
Community advisory committees across rural Colorado are working to better understand the mental health needs for community members, including farmers, ranchers, and veterans, and to connect them with the help they need. La Junta Livestock Commission President Jace Honey is a founding member of the project's Agriculture Advisory Council, formed by Southeast Health Group, now known as Valleywide Health Systems. He says individual mental health challenges are also community challenges.
Everybody in rural America pretty much knows who everybody is. And so then with the death of a suicide, it darn sure affects everybody in the community.
More than 600 people in Colorado and around the country, including business owners, educators, students, bank, and health professionals, have received training called Changing Our Mental and Emotional Trajectory.
This is Public News Service. Supervisors in Tama County this week are considering an ordinance that would limit the size of solar installations on agricultural land.
Most utilities estimate it takes 5 to 6 acres of land to yield 1 megawatt. This is the latest step in the ongoing push and pull between farmers and alternative energy advocates. Katie Rock with the Iowa Sierra Club says while Iowa's farmland remains valuable for crop production, it is becoming equally desirable for energy production.
Iowa farms have already learned how to balance wind turbines on row crops, and there's more research happening to discover new ways solar panels and agriculture can coexist through the use of what's called agrivoltaics.
Agrivoltaics combines traditional farming with alternative energy production simultaneously. Some farmers grow more sensitive high-dollar crops in the shadows created by solar panels, for example, so the land under the panels remains profitable. Other entrepreneurs are even raising honeybees, which become natural pollinators for the row crops in other parts of their fields, while creating natural honey for the marketplace. The Tama County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to hear public testimony this week. I'm Mark Moran.
A recent report looking at black enrollment in the nation's colleges shows a stark downturn in recent years. The Lumina Foundation's Level Up report says that despite a steadily growing black young adult population since 2000, over the last 20 years, black student enrollment in the nation's colleges has declined by around 600,000, and 300,000 are students lost from the community college system. The report illustrates the more frequent financial and life challenges faced by black students, including their being more likely to be caregivers to children or parents versus other students. Black learners learners are also more likely to be managing full-time jobs while attending school. Dr. Christine Davis with St. Louis Community College says outreach to prospective Lex students should be informed by these realities.
I think for a lot of prospective students, the question is, well, how can I do that? How can I be a college student while I'm also working, while I also have a child or children? And so how can I manage all of the pieces of life? We can also talk with them about connecting them with services or agencies in the community. So whereas we can help short term, we want to make sure we have staff in our offices that will help to connect them with existing resources in the community as well.
St. Louis Community College offers work-study programs that give students the opportunity to work on campus, an option many find more convenient than working elsewhere. I'm Joe Ullery for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.